Episode 2.
You're listening to Voicecasting, the voiceover industry podcast that puts you in the director's chair and teaches you how to find the perfect voice to complete your project. Even if you've never had to hire a voice actor before, you'll do it like a pro with the help of Voices.com's Voicecasting Tips. Learn how to communicate with talent, what to expect from an audition, how to work with voice actors, and most importantly, how to determine which professional is the best voice actor for the job. Now, here's your host and Voices.com co-founder, Stephanie Cicerelli.
Welcome to the second episode of Voicecasting, a show designed to help you pick the perfect voice for your project. In our first episode, I introduce you to the concept of finding voice actors online through searching and posting a job at Voices.com. This week, we'll discuss how to decide which gender of talent to hire to record your voiceover. First, let's have a little history lesson. In the past, voiceovers were recorded predominantly by men, with the occasional female voice being used on its own. Those were the days of Father Knows Best, the stereotypical announcer, and the voice of God. Women's voices were almost exclusively used for telephone recordings and character roles in commercials and animation. Now that the playing field in the voiceover workforce is nearly level, there are more choices than ever before when you are looking for a qualified voice actor to read your script. The question we'll ponder at present is, does gender matter in an audio recording? One major misconception is that only the male voice can succeed in the realm of authority. While some areas of voiceover still favor the male voice, particularly movie trailers, radio station imaging, and sports announcing, many doors have opened to women in commercials, narration, and character voice acting. Stereotypes aside, it all comes down to the individual voice actor's ability to convey your message clearly, with purpose and charisma. Additionally, they need to possess the vocal qualities that your audience innately wants to hear delivering your message. That being said, sometimes gender does matter in an audio recording. Here are five questions to consider when deciding which gender, male or female, to work with on your project. Who is your audience? What are you selling? What is the message? What are your expectations? And who does your audience want to hear from? Deciding on the voice for your project depends heavily on the audience you are targeting. You can set the stage by answering the questions I just asked you. If your script were being targeted at you, which gender would you prefer delivered the message? Do your answers point to one gender over the other? In our next episode, we'll talk about the importance of accents and dialects when hiring a voice actor. I'm Stephanie Cicerelli. Thank you for listening, and thank you for subscribing to Voicecasting. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about how to select a voice for your project, visit the Voices.com website at www.voices.com. Remember to stay subscribed. If you're a first-time listener, you can subscribe for free to this podcast in the Apple iTunes podcast directory or by visiting podcasts.voices.com. To find the perfect voice for your project online, go to Voices.com and register for free today.